Well, may the peace and joy of Christmas be yours this day and throughout the coming year. When I was growing up in the Lutheran church and we had our formal Lutheran liturgy, it used to be that each section of the liturgy was a title that was in Latin. And back in the day, I took Latin back in high school. It kind of dates me. I don't think it's offered too much anymore in our high schools today. But one section of the liturgy was called the Nunc Dimittis. And basically, in Latin, that means now I can depart, or now I may be dismissed or sent my way. And it is the words of Simeon. And it used to be part of the communion liturgy, that now that you've taken communion on your way out, now I can depart in peace because I've received Christ, I've received his forgiveness. And like Simeon, who could go out in peace, we can depart in peace. In fact, the words that we used to sing in the liturgy was, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Well, when I was preparing and reading the words of Simeon, that Jesus was a light to the nations, my thoughts went to Elton John's A Candle in the Wind, using the imagery of lights. And so he had two songs and talking about these two women who were kind of brief lights whose lives were too short, but they shone in our society briefly, both of them tragically. Marilyn Monroe, of course, her beauty on the silver screen, the energy she brought to the silver screen, died tragically young. And of course, we all know Princess Diane, with all of the intrigue of the royal family. And despite both of them being flawed, you know, she was, of all the royal characters, the most involved in charities, sitting on boards for people who had been injured with landmines, for hospitals, for children and soldiers coming back from the war, a variety of different things. They were candles in the wind that kind of shone for a brief moment in history. But none of them can hold a candle to Jesus. They were stars that appeared on the horizon for a short time. Jesus, however, is the light of the world. And he isn't just a pretty face or a social activist. You know, he comes to save all of the world. Now, when Simeon saw this Jesus, he proclaimed him to be, now I can depart in peace, for I've seen the promised Savior. Now, I often wonder, what did Simeon think he was seeing when he saw this child? You know, probably he thought, this is going to be like King David. He's going to restore our nation to its strength. Or maybe he thought, this is like Elijah or Elisha, who could call down the power of God and disperse God's enemies. In very unlikely that he thought Jesus would be the light of the world by dying on a cross for the world. But that's exactly the light Jesus was. And so it is that Jesus reveals to the world God's love, and he reveals it to us by sacrificing on our behalf. You know, we all love that passage from John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. And so that's the light that Jesus comes to proclaim. In a world of darkness, in a world of sin, in a world of suffering, he comes proclaiming there is a God that loves you, and there is a God that not only loves you, he dies for you. He is able to remove the sin that is in our lives so that we can go on to be with him in eternity. That's the child that Simeon was holding. And I'm sure he couldn't see all of that unfolding, but that's the promise that was in that Christ child. He was going to come and be the light of God's love in the darkness of the world. You know, Simeon never lived long enough to see any of that. All he saw was a little baby that the parents brought in, but the Holy Spirit said, this is the one. This baby is the Messiah that you've been waiting for. But Simeon never heard him preach, never heard him teach about God's love, never saw the miracles of Jesus, never saw the compassion the child had for people, certainly didn't see his crucifixion or his resurrection. But the amazing thing, despite all of that, Simeon said, "Now I can depart in peace because I've seen the Savior even before he's done anything in the world." That's a powerful lesson for us. You know, even before God acts, trusting that God will act and that he'll make good on his promises. You see, that was what is so beautiful about this story of Simeon. All he saw was a little baby. And that little baby later was going to do great things. But as soon as he saw the baby, he trusted. This is the child. He's going to bring salvation. And because he was so certain of it, he lived with peace, knowing that God would fulfill all of his plans through him. You know, we're the ones who are much more blessed. We've seen the child grow up. We've heard Jesus preach, you know, "Love one another as I have first loved you." We've seen him do the miracles. We've seen him bring in tax collectors and sinners and welcome them into God's family. We've seen him die on the cross. And then in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, praying, "I don't want to do this, but I'm willing to do it because of God's love for the people." And we've seen his resurrection. So unlike Simeon, he had to just promise. He had to hope in the promise of those things. Through the scriptures, we've seen them all fulfilled in Jesus. And we know he is indeed that light in the darkness of the world. And again, without the prophecies being fulfilled, Simeon was able to die in peace. And in many ways, we're kind of in between. We're kind of like Simeon ourselves. We're still waiting for all of the promises of God to be fulfilled. Even though Jesus died on the cross, we haven't seen his kingdom come in all of its power or glory yet. We still wait for the day, just as Simeon did. And the encouragement we need to be is, can we be at peace as we wait, even as Simeon was at peace while he waited? You know, we still wait for the day when the book of Revelation said there'll be no more crying or tears or pain or death, for the old things will have passed away. We wait for that day. We still wait for the day when St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, you know, our bodies will be raised immortal and imperishable, and we will be righteous in the eyes of God. We still wait for that day to come in all of its power. And so we are more like Simeon than you might think. At first you think, oh, poor Simeon, he didn't get to see Jesus. We have. But like Simeon, we're still waiting. We're still waiting for the final promise to be fulfilled. And as he waited, he said, "It's okay. I can depart in peace because I know now that I've seen the baby, I know God's going to make good on his promise." And you see, we've seen the baby grow up. We've seen all that he's done. We've seen his death on the cross. And we can say, now that I've seen the baby become a man, and now I've seen all that this man has done, I should be able to have more peace than Simeon did as I wait for the fulfillment. As I've seen all that God has done already in Jesus, so now as I wait, I've got that whole history of the scriptures with me. Look at all that God has done. Look what he did on the cross. Look at the resurrection. Now as I wait, I can wait in peace. You and I can wait for the fulfillment in peace because we trust that God will fulfill his promises. We're fortunate that the candle continues to shine. You know, the candles in the wind on the song came on the scene and then faded away. But we know that even though Jesus died, he was resurrected. And so he continues to shine. He is still alive and present to us. And one of those ways he's present is in Holy Communion. The body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins. We can still encounter, we can hold the Christ child in our hands. not the baby, but in the wafer, there is his body. In the wine, there is his blood, that we may be assured of forgiveness until that day comes. And so he is alive, and he comes to us today. We hold him in our hands as we hold the wafer, that he comes to us. We're fortunate that he comes to us in prayer, that his Holy Spirit continues to speak to us and make his presence known to us, that even as we pray against the darkness of the world, we pray and we make contact with that one who is alive. His light still shines through prayer as he is there to uphold us and sustain us through life's journeys. And so Christ is present to us. His light continues to shine for us. And yet we too must wait like Simeon waited. We've seen the Messiah. We've witnessed how he was a light in the darkness of the world. Now we can live and we can die in peace. Our Savior has come. We know at least our salvation has already been assured on Calvary. The penalty's been paid. That's certain for us. And we know the promise of eternal life is assured. Because he rose from the dead, we shall be raised from the dead with him. And so now all of that is part of our hope and our light as we go through life. Now it's not just Simeon who says it, but now we can say, our eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Like Simeon, depart in peace. Amen. You pray with me. Dear Lord God, we need light in the darkness of this world because the world continues to suffer from sin, from violence, from all the many struggles. And yet we have beheld your glory. We've seen the child and we've seen the man. And as we wait with all that history of your love, of your miracles, of your death, of your resurrection. Lord, give us faith to see you as the Messiah you are, and give us faith to trust the day will come. Until that day, let us live in your peace. Amen.